Good morning. It is Tuesday, July 18th, 2023, and the time is now 10:02 a.m. This is the public rulemaking meeting for Washington Administrative Code 458-20-23801, titled Watercraft Excise Tax, Watercraft Depreciation Schedule. My name is Ryan Beckling, and I am a tax policy specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division. I am the facilitator for this meeting. We thank you for taking the time to attend this meeting and provide us with valuable feedback concerning the rulemaking activities for 458-20-23801. In addition to myself, from the Department of Revenue, we have Atif Aziz in his role as the department's rules coordinator, Brenton Madison in his role as the department's task manager, and Kathy Holder in her role as our management analyst for the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division. Kathy will be monitoring our recording equipment this afternoon as this meeting is being recorded. We are conducting this meeting electronically over Teams, and we do not have any parties present other than Department of Revenue employees. The legal authority for this meeting comes from Chapter 34.05 of the Revised Code of Washington, titled the Administrative Procedures Act. This meeting was announced through publication in the Washington State Register as WSR 22-12-083 on June 6, 2023, and by notification to interested parties. The purpose of this meeting is to solicit comments from the public prior to taking action to propose amendments to Washington Administrative Code 458-20-23801, referred to in this meeting as Rule 23801. Copies of the rule are available by request if you did not receive a copy or if you would just like to have an additional copy. There's a comment period available. We will consider any comments received relating to the proposed amendments to Rule 23801. We appreciate receiving written comments and will evaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. You may send written comments to my attention no later than July 28th, 2023. In this manner, the department can fully consider your comments before proceeding with future rulemaking activities. Now I will briefly outline the rulemaking process and where we are with respect to this rule. The first step in the process is to file a notice with the code reviser to announce a public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding possible changes to the rule. The notice, called a Form CR-101, is published in the State Register and announced through mailing to interested parties. The public meeting for the rule is today. The next step is to file a notice of proposed rulemaking with the code reviser to announce a public hearing on the proposed rule. This notice, called a Form CR-102, is also published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The purpose of the hearing is to receive further public comments regarding the proposed changes to the rule. All public comments will be fully evaluated as we proceed in the rulemaking process. Any comments received will be included in the permanent rulemaking file kept by the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division. The final step is to adopt the revised rule. This is not a public process, but simply requires that we submit the final draft of the rules to the code reviser using a form CR-103 with the appropriate forms. The revised rule will be effective shortly thereafter and will be published in the Washington State Register. There were changes made, proposed changes made to the rule based on the department's obligation to update the depreciation schedule on an annual basis. For details regarding the proposed revisions, please refer to the rule draft, which has been publicly distributed. The proposed amendment is put forth to execute the department's statutory duty to update the depreciation schedule on an annual basis. We will now proceed to the comment section of this meeting. And for purposes of the record, there is no one other than Department of Revenue personnel in attendance today. Thus, there are no comments. For purposes of the record, if this is reviewed and anyone wants to send written testimony, please submit that via email to Ryan B-E, that's R-Y-A-N-B-E, at dor.wa.gov, so that it can be included in the file and considered. Thank you for participating. The time is now 10:07 a.m. and the public meeting for Rule 23801 is now adjourned.